You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Owairaka Community Club is a non-clinical creative space and community in Mount Albert for adults with lived experience of mental health issues. The mahi they do is really awesome, so yesterday I caught up with the team from the club to hear about that work and some other initiatives going on around the city to support them. Here they are now.
I'm Karen and I am the manager here for Owairaka Community Club.
Kia ora, I'm Siaki Tai. I am a support worker / art facilitator / club member here.
Kia ora, Francis. It's Karen here who you've been emailing with, and I'm the community liaison for the club.
Kia ora, my name's Jabez and I am a support worker at the club and a facilitator as well.
Ka pai. Oh, great to meet you all. What I'll do is I have quite a few questions, but it's really an open floor for you to let me and listeners know what you do at the community club. So I'll ask you questions and then leave it over to you guys to play a bit of answering volleyball, if that sounds like a good way to tackle it to you.
Yeah,
sounds cool.
So to start off, do you want to explain to me what the Owairaka Community Club is? What do you do?
So we provide a space for people to create art, people specifically with maybe a mental illness, and for them to be able to create art, be part of a community, and there's an emphasis on self-sufficiency, so getting them to gain independence and confidence in the things they do, and most importantly, to be part of a community.
What does that look like in terms of how a week runs in the club?
Well, we run a bunch of different programs at the club with different types of activities. For example, on a Monday we have a cooking group, on a Tuesday with a shared lunch, and on a Tuesday we have a craft session, and our Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays we'll have our tutor come in who does mahi toi and Pacifica arts with us. And all the time that's happening we're also running various other arts projects and activities with a focus though on person-centred work. So we like people to come in. It's a drop-in service, so you don't have to come and do a class or anything like that. We just encourage you to find something that you enjoy doing and we'll support you in doing it, really. I forgot to mention our writing group on a Thursday, which is a pretty amazing group.
Would love to hear maybe from Gervais about what one of those sessions in particular might look like. How's it run? Who comes along? And how is it facilitated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for example, our art session is a bit like an open house kind of thing. If someone comes along, usually they'll come along and have a couple of visits before they commit to coming, just to see what they like and whether we fit them. And then we encourage them to, first off, just to be in the space. That can be big enough for a lot of people. Just being here can take a little time, and that's a success in itself. For some individuals, just to be here is quite a big deal. And then from there, what I myself might do is offer them different kinds of materials to explore, and different ways just to start off that they can use those materials and express themselves. And the idea is to make art and other activities accessible enough that people can feel like they can engage in a non-judgmental environment. And we really enjoy playing with materials and just seeing what they can do. You don't have to have any kind of art experience to come along. And we support people just to explore and even change, you know, cross over and use lots of different materials in different ways. And during that process, people find that being in a group, they start to communicate and chat to each other, and it really is a good way of breaking down barriers with people. Mm. And people come back and, you know, enjoy playing. We're a little bit like an adult kindergarten in some way.
Awesome. Tiakitai, I'd love to hear from you about your experience. I understand you are a kaimahi, but did you start off as a member?
Yes, I started off as a member back in 2018. Now, it was under different management then, but I've been coming here on and off for about 5 years. And my experience as a member is it's given me a lot of confidence in not just doing art, but being around people. And I think that's an experience for a lot of our club members, because, you know, some of these people may have severe anxiety or something else like that, and just being in here and being around people is really good for them. Like today we had the creative writing group, and I don't work on Thursday, so I was there as a member. And what was really great is we had a new club member come in, and he was very shy, and through the creative writing group he was able to explain what he felt he needed to explain about himself and express himself in an honest, non-judgmental way. And I think the other side of being a club member here is you can come here on a bad day and you know, there's a level of emotional support you get as well. And it's as well for people who don't have jobs, it's a good way to create routine for them. And then some of those people, they'll go on to get jobs because they've gotten used to having a routine of getting up and getting here every morning. So I think those are some of the benefits of being a club member here.
Obviously, you know, something of this, I guess, scale and consistent programming can't run itself without some funding. So how have you guys funded your club? Because I understand you have free membership and free art materials for members, which is awesome in breaking down any barriers. But how has that come to be?
So I'll step into that answer. And that is we are very fortunate that we're funded by Te Whatu Ora. And we, over COVID, also got extra funding for 3 years from the Ministry of Culture and Heritage. So Te Whatu Ora funded us way back in the day when deinstitutionalisation happened, and the club was started up by a social worker who knew, and with the Methodist Church, who knew that there was a need in the community for people who were coming out of Carrington and Oakley. So then the Ministry of Health back then went and funded for, I think, one morning a week. So we've grown quite considerably 30 years on to now running 4 days a week. And the Ministry of Health, Te Whatu Ora funding is consistent and permanent. So we are very, very lucky. That funds us for 3 days a week, and then the Ministry of Culture and Heritage funds us for the extra fourth day, plus extra tutors that we've now got. So yeah, we're very, very fortunate space.
And what does it mean to have that funding and have that backing behind you?
Well, it just means we don't have to have a funding officer to try and find funding for us.
Mm.
And it gives us consistency and permanency, and we know in advance what we can offer our members, and we can plan in advance for materials and for staffing levels and so forth. I mean, there's always so much more we want to do, and, you know, you are always constrained by the amount of money you've got in the bank.
Mm.
And it's usually you want to do more than what you can, but I think it's important for us to always look ahead and go, well, this is where we'd like to be maybe in 5 years' time, and can we work towards that? So, yeah, well, we just keep on. I keep plugging away at the ministry for every now and again for more funding, and when they have it available, they may email me and go, hey, we've got a bit of extra.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
But I think if you run a really efficient service,
and one that's actually providing, meeting a need and doing a good job at it, then the funders look at you in a good way.
I was going to ask why you think spaces like your own are important, but I think that's really been answered in the undertones of everything we've spoken about this afternoon. So I guess my final question to all of you is, if there's someone out there listening that wants to come along, become a member of the club or just try it out, where can they go to do that, and what would your encouragement be to them?
If there is someone out there that would like to come along, we are centrally based in Oraka, Mount Albert, and we do have a catchment area that we're funded for, and that is the central Auckland kind of DHB, ADHB, the old ADHB catchment area. So we can't take people from Manukau or West Auckland per se, but you can self-refer. You can come in, have a visit, have a look around, we'll show you around. If it's something that you feel you could engage with, then you come along for a few sessions in just a couple of weeks, see if it's your thing, and then you might say, yes, I want to sign up as a member. Also, some of our members have support teams and clinical support workers. They are able to also refer their people to us as well. So it's a really simple process and very little paperwork.
I think I'd like to add on to that as well. If there is someone who wants to come along here, you know, there's nothing intimidating about it. It's just, you can come here, you don't have to do art if you don't want. You can just come here, have a cup of coffee, and just, you know, we want people to take things at their own pace. And it's a nice sort of medium-sized intimate space that I think is very welcoming.
We also like to cater to people who struggle with noise. So we have our big main arch area in the hall, the main hall part of our building, and there is another area which is a quiet room for those who struggle with being in crowds or loud, noisy spaces. So we try and fit around what people need in order to be able to attend comfortably, really. And we're always kind of flexing and shifting and trying to improve. If people give us feedback, then we try to accommodate that feedback. So it's not sort of an up and them situation here. We really, really can't encourage people enough to participate in what we're doing.
I just wanted to add something. I'm the other Karen.
Yes.
Just before we finish, I mean, in terms of people checking us out, you know, that's been explained. But I was just thinking the Greyland Community Centre has a diverse range of artworks that are being exhibited there, and people can go and check that out, and all the artworks that sale and all the money that is made from the sale of the artworks go to the member.
Oh, great.
And also we are involved as part of the creative writing class in the Zine Fest, which is happening, as you probably know, at the Auckland Art Gallery on Sunday. And so there's a zine that has come out of the creative writing class that's going to be on sale there as well.
Amazing.
Yeah, and we are always kind of looking out for other spaces in which we can exhibit and also, you know, sell members' works. So, yeah, and we celebrated Matariki and had an exhibition here, and that was really well sort of attended, and lots of works got sold, which
is fantastic.
Really, and, you know, really positive for people. Sense of self as much as just the process of creating the art as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an encouragement to listeners to get along to the Greyland Community Centre and head to the Zine Fest this weekend as well. That was a team from the Wairaka Community Club talking with me about their mahi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.